The Ammonses are a close-knit bunch, and there's no love lost when Aaron and his sister take sides. Here, they're watching an NBA playoff game between the Indiana Pacers and Miami Heat.
Just get up and play.
Oh, can he get a tackle? Oh, you ain't gonna give him a tackle again? Why is he like a little baby?
That was a bad call.
That deserved a tackle. And see, that's the kind of stuff that might turn the game around.
Unique says her brother enjoys rooting against her, but is a lot more supportive of her own efforts on the basketball court.
When it came to me, tips and going to the gym and shooting around and making sure I shot free throws the right way, three-pointers the right way, that was him.
You can see another example of Aaron Ammon's support for the effort of others at the University of Illinois' Krannert Art Museum. For the past few years, he's been overseeing the Speak Cafe, a series of open mic events for young African Americans. He's on hand to hear Coco Harmon read a poem about her mother.
I was a seed and your tears were my rain, causing me to grow into this beautiful flower, and I thank you daily for your love shower. Thank you for sincerely loving me, and inside of me will long live my mother's, your mother's, their mother's, a mother's legacy.
That was beautiful. Did y'all like that?
Yeah.
Was that beautiful? I thought so. Anybody else want to? What about some snaps for your mom?
Aaron's work with the Speak Cafe grew out of his own poetry that expresses some of the darkest times of his life. Back at home, he recited from one of his poems entitled, Do I Remember?
Across the street from the preacher, I sneak a peek at the truth. But I'm caught up in the game, selling hell to the youth through pregnant queens. I had to get paid and this was my means. First a solo, but now I'm building a team that I'll regret before it's over though.
In Do I Remember, Ammons recalls a time in his life when he was first dealing and then using drugs. Aaron says he was a popular student and standout basketball player at Champaign Central High School and Parkland College, but he wasn't focused on a career.
Because I was never fully committed to the academic aspect of college. I did not understand what college was really about, what it meant to my future. So I eventually fell and succumbed to the allure of street life and did all that stuff.
When they told me he was doing, I was like, no, you're lying.
Ammon's mother, Valerie, was in denial when hearing rumors on the street about her son.
I was neurotic, I guess, because I was always thinking he's going to get killed or he's going to go to jail. And I couldn't have, that couldn't be my baby doing that.
Aaron says he was arrested, did a few weeks in the Champaign County Jail awaiting trial, but was only sentenced to probation. It is hard to say where Aaron would have eventually ended up if he hadn't found a job at the Chanute Transition Center, a now-closed Rantoul facility for troubled youth. That's where he met Carol, now his wife and mother to their three kids.
He had the patience and the amount of discipline that they needed to help them to see a different path.
Carol Ammon says her upbringing was very different from Aaron's. She's a Muslim who grew up in a home with no drugs or alcohol. She got Aaron to kick his remaining addictions. Carol says they shared an interest in public service and giving back to the community.
His potential was greater than what he was doing, and I could see his potential. He was always an excellent writer. He could speak well, and he didn't capitalize on the natural gifts and talents that he had.
Carol found Aaron's poetry stashed under his bed and convinced him to publish his work. That's led to the publication of two books, and a third is on the way. Carol says 100 copies of the first one, Journey Through Another Man's Mind, were donated to Champaign County jail facilities.
People that he knew in that lifestyle that he had come from began to write him and say how much the book inspired them to do something else. I think he got it at that point.
Carol's interest in politics and Aaron's own brushes with the law led them both to getting involved in Champaign-Urbana Citizens for Peace and Justice, a group dedicated to addressing racial and class inequities in the communities. From there, their involvement in local politics has taken different paths. Carol Ammons is an elected official, currently serving on the Urbana City Council. Aaron Ammons can often be seen addressing the same elected bodies that his wife serves on issues that include the use of tasers by police, proposals for county jail expansion, and the 2009 Champaign police shooting of teenager Kawan Carrington. Tom Bruno has listened to several of Aaron Ammons' strongly worded remarks in his role as a Champaign City Council member. The two are far apart on several issues, but Bruno says Aaron is a bright guy who plays a needed role in the public sphere.
When fans at a baseball park scream at the umpire that he's blind,
they're not really thinking they're going to change his point of view. And so in that respect, I appreciate what he's doing. I actually like Aaron a lot on a personal level.
Aaron Ammons works as a building service worker for the University of Illinois, work he takes pride in doing. But he's taking some classes at Eastern Illinois University, one step towards his ultimate goal of becoming a lawyer. At age 42, Ammons hasn't set a deadline for getting a law degree and passing the bar exam, but he says it would be a dream come true to just once step into a courtroom and defend a client. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.